Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Seth Greenberg joins us on the show. ESPN college basketball analyst, former college basketball coach, fantastic individual all the way around, and he talks to us about the Cavaliers and the number three pick and some of these players that they could possibly pick from, because it seems to be a deep draft. Find him on Twitter, @SethOnHoops. Seth, thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure. You guys doing all right?
We're doing wonderful. I'm feeling even better that Elton John's coming to town next July, so I'm doing pretty good over here, Seth. I'm really busting right now.
You're talking about next July, like a year from now?
Next July, a year from now, yes.
Well, that's good. Congratulations. It's a long time.
I mean, by our then, success. I got something to look forward to.
Seth, by then, the Cavs might be a 30-win basketball team. I mean, who knows?
You never know. I mean, you never know. I'm not sure that anyone in the draft's going to get them over the hump this year, but they'll be better. I mean, those young players are going to continue to get better. So, I mean, that's a positive. Everything's a process. Guys got to be a little patient. Doesn't get fixed overnight, but they got some pieces.
I know it's been three hard years, but I totally agree. I think this can change the look of the franchise. I want to go over some of these players, though. And one of the players that I want to start with, the player I want to start with is Evan Mobley. There's a lot of people who question, not a lot of people here watch any USC basketball at all. There's how he's used with a guy like Jared Allen. What can you tell us about him, and how good of a fit would he be maybe with the Cavaliers?
He's going to be a great fit. You know, the problem with Mobley is that, you know, his body type right now is just not ready. I mean, I think he's a natural selection for the Cavs, to be honest with you. You know, you're going to have two thin front court guys, but, I mean, Evan Mobley is freakish in terms of his skill set. And what I mean by that, he's a terrific defender, can switch ball screen, short clock, and protect the front of the rim. He's active on and off the basketball. He's a very good passer. Now, for all the people that want to compare him to KD, please stop. Just please stop. All right? I mean, that's not fair to anyone. That's like people getting compared to, you know, like Magic or Jordan or LeBron. It's just not fair. What he is, he's got a great feel, terrific passer, can shoot it. Not sure he's going to rebound in traffic. I think he's going to be a legitimate defender in terms of a winning defender in the NBA. But his body's just not ready right now in this moment in time. How quickly they get it ready, I think that'll be a question. But way greater skills, obviously, than Jared Allen. Similar shot-blocking ability. Very, very good passer. I think he'd be a good fit. Now, I know you guys need shot-making. He's not a shot-maker.
Seth Greenberg joining us on the hotline. Help me on something right now, because there is the thought, I've seen the Chris Bosh comparisons and people have talked about shooting, and my argument for a lot of these guys, and maybe it's a fundamental breakdown in college coaching, or maybe there is just some protective layer here against the analytics taking over, but why would somebody like him, who's a pro prospect, not shoot the three in college where that line is just so close? What is going on in college that more of these guys aren't taking those threes? Because this seems like somebody would be a candidate, especially knowing he'd be a top five pick, that would shoot threes to try to impress those scouts.
Well, wait a second. He's in college for 7 months. And you're going to blame it on the college system? Are you kidding me?
Well, so who do I blame? So
take
I blame
that,
it
Tom.
On the kid?
I mean, that's a joke, because he's not a three-point shooter. So he's not a four. So you're going to let a 30% three-point shooter just fire up threes? Are you trying to win games?
Seth, hold on
like,
a second.
That's not who he is.
Yeah, but these guys all have
who
their
you are and how you win. Oh, I'll tell you what, Evan, shoot all the threes you want. I think you should shoot 10 a game. That's okay. If we win, we win. If we lose, we lose. That's all right. He's not a three-point shooter yet. Can he make a three? Sure, he can make a three. But, I mean, is that who he is right now in this moment in time? No. He's got to develop into that. He's been in college for, in a pandemic year where he had no summer and no fall. He basically practiced 2 hours a day probably because of the rules, which is probably more than G League and I practiced, by the way. All right, and then all of a sudden we're just going to throw him in and say, oh, yeah, just go and shoot 7 to 10 threes a game. That's all right. Don't worry about it. If you make them, you make them. If not, that's all right. We want you to shoot.
But, threes. Coach, isn't that why guy? I love Seth Greenberg. I love the fire.
Don't erase it. Go after him.
Isn't that why guys go to the G League because guys
how
like
many guys go to the G League? How many guys go to the G League? By the way, those guys that went to the G League, they're all going to get drafted after the guys that went to college.
Jalen Green? You think Jalen Green's not going to go second? You think Mobley's going to go ahead of him?
I think Jalen Green's going to go probably third or fourth.
Really? Okay.
Let me.
And here's the deal. You know, like you guys are pretty funny. Let me tell you. You go to college. College doesn't get guys ready for the NBA yet. Devin Booker wasn't ready. Nah, he wasn't ready. Nah, Jamal Murray, he wasn't ready. Nope, he wasn't ready. Like for years and years and years. College did a pretty good job of getting guys ready for, oh, it's not the same guy. Well, who are you going to put your career in? Like, you want to get marketed? Yeah, Zion Williamson, that college experience was terrible for him because it only made him about $1 gazillion to market him every single night. I mean, like, we act like the G League Ignite is the answer to all. Like, oh, the G League Ignite, that's unbelievable. They played 16 games in front of no one on ESPN2 at noon. All right? Great. And three guys are going to get, and two guys are going to get drafted in the first round, and the other guy's probably going to go in the second.
Seth, I'm trying to get those gigs broadcasting those games. Come on now.
Yeah, you ain't getting them.
Well, I
hate to tell you.
It's killing me.
Just being honest. Hey, I'm being honest. It's like I'm saying that Mo shouldn't be shooting threes in college if he's not ready to shoot them.
I can't come back
okay.
from this. I'm done.
Okay, hold on.
I'm done.
You have nothing to come back on me.
It's over. It's over. I just got eviscerated.
All right. Seth Greenberg joining us on the show on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So,
by the way, you went there. I didn't.
Well, let me ask you this.
By the way, your partner said, come on, let's go. Take the gloves off. Go at him.
This is a dream come true for me. Are you kidding me?
I don't recommend that. I don't recommend that.
Coach, I swear to God, I hope you're laughing because we're laughing. I hope you're cool with this.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, no, I'm having a blast. Are you kidding me? I got a calcium coronary test in about 15 minutes. I'm not so fired up about this. This I can deal with.
I hope that, okay, on all seriousness, I hope that test goes very well for
you. Yes. So,
thank you, me too.
Yeah.
You hope it goes well. How do you think that? You think I want something, put up my leg to blow out some spit, you know, put a spit in my heart or what?
Oh, my God. Okay. Coach, well, because I made a comment in passing and I stopped myself in line and was like, well, no, you can go ahead and say it because, like, I thought Jalen Green, I go, well, depending on who Jalen Green would have went to, if he would have went to college, I was wondering if he would play against better competition in college. Am I wrong? And if I am, how wrong am I?
Well, he would have played more games. I mean, they played 18 games. They practiced. Look, the G League Ignite, that's fine to teach them spacing. Like, people ask, look, they're learning NBA spacing. Well, you don't think college guys teach spacing? So, like, Jalen Green, I mean, look, not everyone's built for college. Not everyone wants to go. Like, all these kids that decided to do that, I have tremendous respect for them. The thing that I like, I don't like, is the conversation, like, you know, well, they got to go G League Ignite to learn the NBA game. Like, come on, man.
Well, Coach, I do want to know.
Let's be serious.
What are we to take away? How are these evaluators supposed to sit there and watch what they watched out of that G League to try to evaluate them against the college game, especially trying to break all their preconceived notions of college versus something that is different? I mean, obviously, somebody like LaMelo Ball, we didn't even know how. That people are shocked that LaMelo Ball was good. Well, it was because he didn't play in college. So how do you go and break that down as an evaluator?
He was good. He was good because he's a good player. Look, the G League Ignite thing is a good thing. I mean, they played a limited amount of games. They had practices. Those guys were good players. They were evaluated early. This was a hard year to evaluate anyone because of you know, scouts weren't allowed in practice. They weren't allowed in games live. You know, they're going to see some of these guys in these interviews in the combine. So they're going off a lot of their international USA basketball stuff in terms of getting some of their evaluations. But, you know, like the G League and Ignite guys are good. But that you got to remember, G League sometimes is a little bit, and a little bit, not a lot, like the Summer League. You go to the NBA Summer League in Vegas, and you're like, oh, man, that guy's great. He's playing against a bunch of dudes that don't play in the NBA.
Seth Green.
Like so you go to the Summer League, oh, man, that guy's he's playing against a roster of players that guys don't play in the NBA. The G League has some guys that are playing in the league, move up and move down, two-way contracts. But, I mean, it's hard. It's an inexact science for sure.
Curious because so many of these big-time coaches who are established have bitched, complained, moaned about the transfer portal. What would you be saying right now if you were a head coach on this transfer portal stuff?
Yeah, I think the less you talk about it, the better off you are. It's just it's not changing. It's not going back. It's useless. The problem is the tampering aspect of it. And the problem is that in the transfer portal, there are kids out there that aren't in the portal, but people are shopping them around. And that's a problem. So you have kids on your campus. July 1st, the drop dead day, that might be on your campus, and someone, one of his guys, might be shopping him around. So, like, all of a sudden now, if you're coaching a kid hard and, you know, that guy said, well, why do you want that guy to coach you so hard or be so tough on you? You know, I can get you over here if you put your name in the portal where actual deals are being done on the side, which is not a good reflection of our profession. Look, it is here to stay. It's not going anywhere. Average of four players per team are in the transfer portal. And I'll tell you what, if you're a coach, if you don't still coach your team, you're doing an injustice to your players. And if that player leaves, then he's not good enough to help you win in a big picture. That's just the way it is. So I would tell them, all my coaching friends, I tell them two things. And I mentor a ton of guys. I said, number one, all right, don't talk about it. You can't win. Number two, coach your team. Don't be afraid to coach your team. And then if I'm the mid-major guys that I try to mentor and help, I say, every kid you recruit, treat it like junior college. Coach the hell out of them, expecting them to leave in 2 years, but tell them in the recruiting process that you would help them, because if you get them to that point, one, you might lose them, but you also might be able to say, you know what, the reason you got to that point is because of what we did with you to help you get where you want to go. Then I'd have a list of mid-major guys that have made to the league and been successful. But you're still going to lose because guys want to play in the ACC, the Big East, the SEC, the Big 12, the Big 10, and the Pac-12. That's just, you know, that's just human nature. Guys want to play in those leagues.
Oh, we love talking to you because the gloves have come off. People are saying you've just absolutely destroyed me. So I want to give you this last opportunity. Somebody that everybody reveres, Coach K, he's calling it a career. You coached against him. You recruited against him. The squeaky clean image. Tell us where it's wrong. Mm-hmm. Tell us where Coach K.
First of all, I didn't recruit against him because we never beat him for a player. Josh Harrison, a kid whose mom went to Virginia Tech, recruited him for 4 years. He came back from the Olympics, said hello, and he said, "Where do I sign?" So. You know, that's just the way it is. Like, Coach is one of the most – I think what people don't understand about Mike is he's how fierce a competitor he is. The best thing he does is motivate. It's not even close. They set the standard. Like, when I went to the ACC, no one thought we'd win a game. I got thrown out the first time I was at Duke. Lasted all but lasted 38 minutes and 21 seconds. The last minute 19 didn't go very well. But set a standard for – how hard you would compete. And what I would say is the thing that makes Mike special is just how hard they play. And yeah, he had a great appetite to work. Now here's the funny thing is, and I'm just telling you, this is going to happen. Every place he goes next year, you know, it's going to happen. Ford a game, rocking. He has no hobbies and he's not getting golf clubs. If he gets golf clubs, I'd like to be fitted for him. He can send them my way. But what everyone's going to make this big deal out of him, and they're going to give him rocking chairs and this and that. And you know what? Then the ball's going to go up. And those same people that were clapping for him, giving him a standing ovation, are going to be MFing him. That's just the way it is in college basketball. I mean, like, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, Mike's a fierce competitor. He's tough. He's, He's ruthless. I mean, look, he's an Army grad. The standard's the standard, and you figure out a way to get it done, and that's what he's been able to do. And for do it as long as he did, as well as he did, you know, my hat's off to him.
Coach, I mean, this has been a treat. We hope to have you on again soon, and we hope you do very well with your test. We mean that sincerely. Thank you very much.
I appreciate you guys are fun. I appreciate it. And you know, hey, just like you guys, I was saying it all in jest also. And I'm going to go and cross my fingers. I think I walk 10 miles a day. If I got a problem, I would have dropped sooner than now. So I think I'm in good shape.
We're pulling for you, Coach. Thank you very much.
Right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you. Seth Greenberg. College basketball analyst, ESPN, former coach.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.